Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to riddlewire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Kenyon Drake is signing a 2-year, $11 million contract with the Raiders. The deal reportedly can go up to $14.5 million with incentives, though Drake could have a tough time putting up big numbers in a backfield that already has Josh Jacobs and Jalen Richard. Mitch Trubisky and Emmanuel Sanders will both sign 1-year deals with the Buffalo Bills. AJ Green agreed to terms on a contract with the Arizona Cardinals on Wednesday. Curtis Samuel agreed Wednesday with Washington on a 3-year, $34.5 million contract. Will Fuller will be signing a 1-year contract with the Dolphins. Fuller finally managed to put together a healthy season in 2020, but he was forced to miss the final 5 games with the Texans due to a 6-game PED suspension, so he won't be able to debut for the Dolphins until Week 2. In spring training news, new Mets pitcher Carlos Carrasco will be out until at least late April. According to manager Torey Lovello, Arizona's Ketel Marte is fine after being struck by a pitch on his right foot during Monday's spring training game against Seattle. New Rangers DH Chris Davis went 3-for-4 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs in Thursday's spring training game against the Reds. In NBA player news, Steph Curry is doubtful for Friday's game against the Grizzlies. DeMar DeRozan is still away from the team following the death of his father. Lonnie Walker has been starting in his absence. John Wall has missed 5 consecutive games with a bruised knee and is listed as questionable. Kevin Porter and Sterling Brown have seen expanded roles in his absence. Kelly Oubre Jr. is expected to miss tonight's game after injuring his foot on Wednesday. Juan Toscano-Anderson and Kent Bazemore will likely see expanded roles. Jeremy Lamb is questionable for Friday's game against the Heat. Today's games bring a packed slate of 20 teams in action. In DFS, one value player at the guard position is Jordan Poole. This game could get ugly for the Warriors. James Wiseman and Eric Paschal are both out while in health and safety protocols, and Steph Curry and Kelly Oubre Jr. are listed as doubtful. Poole has already taken on an expanded role lately, averaging 19 points and 3.4 three-pointers over his last 5 games. With all the minutes and shot attempts provided, he could end up being a bargain against Memphis. One guard to avoid is Dennis Smith Jr. After missing 2 games while in health and safety protocols, Smith was eligible to play Wednesday against the Raptors. However, he never took the floor. DeLon Wright is healthy, which means Smith no longer has a starting role. Even if he does play in this game, he would likely only see limited minutes off the bench. One forward to target is Jaylen Brown. Brown has scored at least 50.5 Yahoo points in back-to-back games as he continues to be one of the leaders of the Celtics offense. Not only does he carry a 30.1% usage rate, but he's also shooting a career-high 48.9% from the field. That could be a deadly combination against the Kings, who enter with the league's worst defensive rating. One center to target is Kevon Looney. With the Warriors missing so many players up front, Looney could see added playing time. When Wiseman and Paschal were out Wednesday, he scored 22.2 Yahoo points across 23 minutes versus the Rockets. This isn't exactly a great matchup against a good defensive team, but if you need someone at the minimum salary to take a chance on in tournament play, Looney should be on your radar. One center to avoid is Wendell Carter Jr. Carter has lost his starting job to Thaddeus Young and has played only 23 minutes or fewer in each of his last 5 games. During that stretch, he scored 24.8 Yahoo points or fewer 4 times. On a night with so many other viable options, there's no need to take a chance on Carter. For the complete breakdown, check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Basketball Friday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.